relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board, and that was it. And there's nobody...
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like, when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know what's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something that was... there was something on its face that was wrong. There's nothing on its face that was wrong.
Nothing wrong at all. What did the great Rush Limbaugh call it? Drive-by journalism. A broken clock. Correct twice a day. Axios, the court jesters of the left doing some actual journalism saying, what do you mean you didn't know what your son was doing? You're the vice president back then and he's getting millions of dollars from Ukraine, Russia, $1 billion deal from China, diamonds from Chinese quote unquote businessmen. Oh, I trust my son. You mean the drug addict, that guy who crashed a car with his dead brother's attorney general's badge in it and his crack pipe? That son, that's the guy you trust? Let's unpack it all with the man who's literally written a library of books. My favorite, I think, is the graphic novel version of Clinton Cash that I think was very important in securing the victory of my former boss as the 45th president of the United States. Also, I just have to give a little plug here, Brett Smith, one of the artists responsible for the graphic novel. But let's talk about his latest book, Blood Money, from the one, the only, Peter Schweitzer. Peter, greetings.
Great to be with you, Seb. Thanks so much for having me. I love that graphic novel, too.
Yeah, I think, what is it? It was... Hayek's Road to Serfdom. If you want to understand the importance of popular culture, Hayek's Road to Serfdom, which was, you know, the stake through the heart temporarily to socialist economics and Keynesian economics. When the British government turned that into a little comic book after World War II, that tells you how important popular culture is. And we could even talk about, China and TikTok. Let's talk about the book itself. Let's put it up again. It's out now. It is already a bestseller. Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. Now, that's a very thought-provoking subtitle there. I had you on my Newsmax show on Sunday, and I quoted Sun Tzu, of course, the book that helps define the Asian way of war, a little thin volume on war. Everybody should read it. And in there, one of the observations from that general is the ultimate form of victory is to defeat your enemy without firing a shot, without actually fighting. Let's put our discussion into that context, Peter. China is at war with us right now, even if they're not firing artillery pieces into U.S. Sovereign territory, correct?
That's exactly right, Seb. They call it several things. They've called it unrestricted warfare. They've called it disintegration warfare. And the concept is straight out of Sun Tzu. Why have a kinetic war with the United States where you're going to suffer casualties and damage? Why not simply try to subvert that foreign country by sowing dissension, sowing discord, sowing social chaos in the camp of your enemy? There's, one of the treatises of Chinese strategic thought is watch the fire burn from across the river. In other words, you know, you may start a fire or you may fan a fire, but just keep a distance and pretend as if you had nothing to do with it. And China's doing that in really every aspect of the challenges we face domestically in the United States. The problem of opioid deaths, the problems of violent street protests, the problems of racial and social division, violent crime on the streets. There's literally a hand of Beijing in every single of those elements, and that's part of this strategy.
let's remind ourselves it was one of our evergreens for at least a year on this show, and that was the clip to illustrate Peter's point from the first Sino-US summit in Anchorage, Alaska, very soon after Joe Biden was sworn in. You have this milquetoast, soy milk Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, sitting across the table from his Chinese interlocutor, so the chief diplomat for the communist regime of Xi Jinping, and Blinken says some garbage, blah, 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 whatever, and the chief diplomat of communist China actually says, you are not in a position to lecture us, given the inequity of America, and proceeds to rattle off literal BLM, Black Lives Matter, talking points during a diplomatic bilateral in Anchorage, Alaska. So whether it's subtle and covert with TikTok or buying influence with the Biden family, or overt, it seems as if the other rule from Sun Tzu, know thy enemy to defeat them. It seems, Peter, that the Chinese, the communist Chinese, know America and especially the Biden left wing far better than America knows their regime.
No, that's exactly right. One of the things I point out in the book, Seb, is trying to explain who actually President Xi is. And a lot of people kind of just view him as, oh, he's another Chinese leader. Two stories that I think are particularly illustrative of who this man is. The first one involves his father. President Xi reveres his father. He actually had a large mausoleum built in his father's honor. One of his father's great accomplishments in the eyes of his son was that when he was 14 years old, he tried to poison his teacher because he thought the teacher wasn't sufficiently revolutionary. President Xi thinks that's a great story and something to admire in his father. The other story I would offer is about President Xi's wife. President Xi's wife is a famous singer in China. And after the PLA troops went into Tiananmen Square and mowed down the protesters there, thousands of them, some estimate up to 10,000, after they were done with that deed, it was actually Xi's wife who serenaded the troops for their great victory.
Hang on, let's just repeat that. The woman who sang for the PLA, the Communist Army troops, who mowed down the pro-democracy protesters in Tiananmen Square, is the current head of state's wife, Peter?
Yes, that's exactly right. So this is, Seb, to your point, this is a hardened man, a hardened leader. And the other thing that I think is important to note, you talked about Tony Blinken and kind of his perspective on this. President Xi, he cut his teeth politically in Fujian province in China. Why does that matter? Fujian province is the center of Chinese organized crime and triad behavior. And during his tenure, he was notorious for harboring Chinese organized crime figures who are wanted for murder, drug distribution in the United States, would actually flee to Fujian province and live quite openly. And Xi, of course, would not honor any, extradition or offer any support to U.S. and law enforcement. He has family members that are in organized crime, and he views organized crime, drug distribution networks as allies. As long as they are loyal to the CCP and are, quote unquote, patriotic organized crime figures, he lets them roam freely in China, engage in your criminal activity in the United States, and he views that as a net plus. So you've got this, I would argue, compromised president in Joe Biden with the financial ties. You've got these people that are clearly out of their depth in the Biden administration that do not actually understand the nature of this Chinese leader.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Where does it begin? Where, when you start mapping this Chinese war against America, what's the chronological departure point for this book, Peter?
I really begin fundamentally with the rise of President Xi. Now, I do talk about earlier during the Vietnam War, the Chinese government used heroin to addict U.S. troops in Vietnam. They considered it one of their most powerful tools. And the foreign minister Chu En-lai actually had a famous conversation with Abdel Nasser, the president of Egypt, saying, "We are going to do to them what they did to us during the Opium Wars," they meaning the West. But really, the crux of it is with the rise of President Xi, because President Xi came to power shortly after that. Fentanyl arrived on the scene. And what people have to realize, Seb, is that the Mexican drug cartels are the junior partners. This is a Chinese operation. The cartels are making money and providing foot soldiers, but this is a Beijing-run operation through and through.
And let's be clear here. This is one of the chapters in the book. It's important to understand that this is a millennia-old civilization that has a millennia-old memory. And they look at the Opium Wars with the British Empire, with the West, as their disgrace. So the fentanyl wars and the supplying of the precursors is their redress, their revenge for what the West did to them. We'll unpack that more with the author of the brand new book, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills American, our good friend Peter Schweitzer. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. If you enjoy our deep dive with the real experts and the newsmakers like Peter, make sure you are subscribed on the platform, the podcast platform of your choice. It's free to you. Podcast network for sale. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. And if you want somebody back in the White House who understands the threat from China, fly the flag that says, "I stand with 45. The stakes could not be more serious this November. Tell the world that you too love America like President Trump does. Our latest item of clothing is the 9-0 sweatshirt. Get yours today. The number one, which shocked me, is the Dementia Joe Has Got to Go t-shirt with Joe licking his ice cream cone. Get that and so much more at SebGorkaStore.com and support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA and proud of it. What would you do if your child was targeted in school because of his beliefs? Let me tell you about what happened in Middleborough, Massachusetts, with a young boy called Liam, 12-year-old school student, goes to school with a T-shirt that says there are only two genders. There are only two genders, a statement of scientific fact. He is punished by that school. What would you do? Would you have thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars to sue the school or the local government? Not everyone is that in that position. But then if you have friends like the Alliance Defending Freedom, you can join a fight for your child's freedom. This organization has stood by Americans and their civil rights, especially their First Amendment rights and their religious freedoms, all the way to the Supreme Court, winning a dozen cases. Right now, they've got two of them in front of the Supreme Court, and they are suing, along with the Massachusetts Family Institute, the town of Middleborough. How do they do that? They don't charge their clients a penny. They do it thanks to your support. Will you support Liam and the others who are fighting for all of our religious freedoms? Please go right now to my website and click on the I Stand With ADF banner, or call them up and make your tax-deductible donation today. They're fighting for all of our religious freedoms. That's 855-374-4767. That's 855-374-4767. Or just go to SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the ADF banner. I'm curious, in all the research that you do, and your books are meticulous, Peter, is there a sense that you have of how the regime in Beijing looks upon the political elite in America? Because I'll tell you my story. When I came into the White House, I expected to be working on what I've been working on for decades, which was counterterrorism. But pretty soon, once you read the intel briefs and once I was given a broader mandate, I realized that we'll deal with ISIS, we'll deal with, you know, the threat from Iran. Russia is manageable, so is North Korea. The only peer threat, the only truly strategic threat we face is China. And I didn't think President Trump, with the advice of Peter Navarro and others, could turn the ship around and make Americans realize the threat that China represents. And he did, in the space of at least, you know, before COVID, he actually turned us around to say, yeah, this is about all Americans. But then I think of what Biden has done, what Hunter has done, the 110,000 fentanyl deaths every year. And I have this expectation, and tell me if it bears fruit, that the Communist Party in Beijing looks at America's leaders as either people they can buy, like the Bidens, or just rank idiots who are more obsessed with the latest LGBTQ, you know, funding coming into the omnibus bill. How do they look at America as dolts and prostitutes to be bought?
Yeah, I think they view a lot of our leaders that way. I'll give you one illustration that I think is kind of interesting on the issue of fentanyl. I mean, Joe Biden, you know, says, oh, we have this tough policy. We sanction any Chinese official that we find is involved in the fentanyl trade. And in 2021, they sanctioned a gentleman named Juan, who was involved in the fentanyl trade. He's also an advisor to the CCP. So they sanctioned him, and they put out a big press release and talked how important this was and how tough they were being. 3 months after that, Juan was given an award by the CCP, and he gave a fiery speech, Seb, where he said he was using his criminal network. He knew other people that had their criminal networks, and they were going to work with Beijing to supplant and defeat the United States. This was all done in open in China. So they're laughing at us, and so I think
they're not hiding, because I think most Americans don't appreciate what you've documented in the book. The state, the government of the world's biggest communist nation, is actually colluding with and cooperating with the cartels in Mexico, and we don't talk about that, but they're open about it, Peter.
Yeah, they're open about it. There are several members that are triad leaders, triads of organized crime, several triad leaders that are on the senior consultative conference of the CCP. And they're known to be triad members. And these triads are known to be involved in the drug trade. I named several senior officials for the Chinese sovereign wealth funds, which are, of course, their government investment funds. Several senior members that are also known to be members of these triads, these organized crime syndicates that are tied to the fentanyl trade. And they don't care. And, you know, the Biden administration does not challenge them on this. And part of that is because the Biden family itself is tied to it. Just consider this, Seb. I mean, the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, they are what are regarded as the kings of fentanyl. They are the biggest cartel pumping this poison into the United States. They were set up and became the kings of fentanyl with the help of a criminal gang in China called UBG, which is headed by Zhang An Lo, who goes by the name White Wolf. They made the Sinaloa cartel the kings of fentanyl. White Wolf had a business partner that in 2017 gave the Biden family, not Hunter Biden, the Biden family, a $5 million forgivable interest-free loan that, of course, the Bidens have never repaid. So does Joe Biden really want to talk about China's involvement in the drug trade? There's one degree of separation between the first family of the United States and the drug trade. Of course, he doesn't want to have that conversation. So to your point, absolutely. They view our leadership largely as for purchase. It just depends on the price. Some are cheaper. Some are more expensive. There are certainly a few that are standing up for the fight, but they don't have a respect because the people in charge right now absolutely have price tags on them.
The book is Blood Money. Get it right now. Just released, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, by our friend Peter Schweitzer, founder of the Government Accountability Office. You can follow him at peterschweitzer.com or at Peter Schweitzer on Twitter. If you enjoy the show, please follow us on all social media platforms. Just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka, True Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter. Don't forget, you can watch us. We're a TV show as well. Download the Salem News Channel app. And my Substack for my latest original analysis and access to me is sebastiangorka.substack.com. And if 15 hours of radio simply isn't enough for you, what are you doing this July 4th? Join us for our Patriots Alaska cruise. This call is especially for all of those who missed our trip to Israel a year ago with 350 of our dearest listeners. It was amazing. Now we're going a little bit closer to home to the most beautiful state of the Union from June 29th to July 6th. Join us, won't you, with fellow patriots. We're going to plot together how to wrest back the Republic from those who are trying to destroy it. 240 cabins already booked. Don't miss out on this amazing trip of a lifetime. Go to sebgorka.com, check out the itinerary, and reserve your cabin today. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. How do you feel? I feel great. And one of the reasons I believe I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month from hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of their fruits and vegetables over the past 20 years. You should check it all out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code GORKA to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them on 800-2468-751 and use discount code GORKA, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code GORKA to get 35% off. If you enjoy America First, support those who make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell. The left truly hates him because he's a patriot. He loves America. And, of course, he's a friend of President Trump's. So let's have his back. Buy American. He's not just the inventor of the My Pillow, the pillow that never loses shape, never gets hot. It's so good. He sold 81 million of them. He's also got more than 200 other items on his website, from the My Pillow pet bed that my dog, my new acquisition, Titus, stole from Killian, the master canine of the house. Whether it's your four-legged furry friends or yourself, I love the sheepskin-lined slippers. Give yourself a treat. Don't buy the Chinese, talking of China, don't buy the Chinese garbage on Amazon. Buy American. Use my name for up to 66% off with free shipping. Call in, talk to a human being, 800-829-8468. That's mypillow.com. 800-829-8468, but you've got to use the secret code, GORKA. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks, Peter. The Bidens, where does it begin, the nexus with China? How deep is it? Talk to us about this voicemail that was on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. I'll edit it, where he says, "I'm in business with the effing chief spy of China." Who is that, and how serious is the collusion?
Very serious collusion, because it's not just a single isolated case. It's a series of relationships. It's a web. You know, as I've documented, there are four deals that we know of so far that the Bidens had in China. Those four deals amounted to some $31 million for the Biden family. That's all based on bank transfer data that we have that's provable, and stuff in the Hunter Biden laptop. And to the point, he's not doing business with just sort of rank and file Chinese businessmen that happen to be in a country that's a communist state. He was actually doing business with people that had deep and abiding ties to the Chinese espionage state. Patrick Ho, who is the effing spy chief of China, is now in jail on bribery charges because of a bribe scheme he was involved in at the UN. He worked for CEFC, the energy company that people might be familiar with. What people may not know is that CEFC, the head of it, who also gave the Bidens $5 million, the job before he had the CEFC job, was running an organization that is widely known to be a Chinese military intelligence front organization. When you look at some of the other deals, they were given $5 million by Mr. Zhao. Mr. Zhao, who has Harvest Investments, was at the time business partners with the daughter of the former Minister of State Security, who runs the entire spy apparatus of China. And I could go on and on and on. So, yeah, this is a classic case of a, I think, intelligence operation. It also includes compromising relationships, as I talked about, with elements, people that are working in the drug trade area. And it's the sort of thing that Joe Biden should be deeply embarrassed about, but apparently is not. And our media is not willing to call him out in detail. They'll ask him these innocuous questions about, oh, do you think that this deal might be troubling? Rather than doing what they should be doing is saying, your family took $5 million from this individual who's engaged in this behavior, and your family gave them nothing in return. Explain that to us. How can you possibly explain it to us? That's the sort of question he needs to be asked.
And talk to us about this deal when Biden is vice president. He flies on Air Force One to communist China. His son Hunter is on the plane, arrives in China, dismisses his Secret Service detail. For some reason, he doesn't want any witnesses, has business dealings, and comes home and then gets a $1.3 billion deal, investment deal, with the National Bank of Communist China. When I hear people say not even Goldman Sachs could get that kind of deal, and someone with no background in Asian financing, it's impossible. So what's the truth about that deal? Why did Biden get a $1.3 billion deal with Communist China?
Yeah, I think we know why. It's because his father was vice president. I mean, look, everything you just said is accurate. Goldman Sachs wanted this kind of deal. It was a specific finance deal in a free trade zone that would allow you to convert currency in and out of China, which is really impossible to do in China. The one firm that managed to get it is Hunter Biden's firm, Rosemont Seneca, that really has no background whatsoever in any of this. And they actually put Hunter Biden on the board of directors and give him a 20% equity stake in the finance management company. That deal was secured when Hunter Biden flew with his father on Air Force Two to China in December of 2013. So anybody that looks at this knows why this deal was done. And when you look at the policies that Joe Biden carried out as vice president and that he's now carrying out as president of the United States, if you ask the question, what did the Chinese get for their money? I would argue they got a lot for their money. It may not have been related to the business per se, but they got a lot from Joe Biden. And it's one of the reasons in the State of the Union address that he just gave, there was no mention of China.
Yeah.
There was no mention of China's involvement with fentanyl. I mean, how shocking is that, given the world that we are in right now, that China was not even uttered in the State of the Union? It's just amazing.
This is America First One-on-One, and we are coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Do you have an issue with getting a good night's sleep? You know me. I've told you enough times that, I'm a night owl. So when I finally fall asleep, it's got to be a restorative deep sleep. How do I guarantee that? With Relief Factor's latest product. I've been their guinea pig for 6 months now. It's natural, it works, and it doesn't leave you drowsy in the morning. My wife, Katie, who used to get up before the sun rises, when she takes Relief Factor sleep, she sleeps till 7 in the morning. That's unheard of. Usually she's up at like 4. I don't know how she does it. Well, now she doesn't need to. Find out for yourself. Check out this amazing product, relieffactor.com/sleep. Get a good night's sleep. It's one of the most important things for your health. You've got to exercise. You've got to eat right. But if you don't get your sleep, it will have very detrimental effects on your mental and physical health. Call today. You know the number. 1-800-4-RELIEF. relieffactor.com/sleep. That's 1-800, the number 4, relief. relieffactor.com/sleep. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, the Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in 2 critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls, and in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-374-4767 right now, or go to sebgorka.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to sebgorka.com or call 855-374-4767 to make your best gift right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom. Okay, Peter, we've seen a new speaker replaced. We've seen hearings from Chairman Comer, and then Hunter, thumbing his nose at Congress, then finally coming for a behind-the-scenes testimony. I'm not seeing a lot of results. I'm not seeing any kind of actual consequences for what to me looks like a crime cartel. What is the question, or what questions should be being asked if there were an open impeachment or an open session with James, with Hunter, with the president himself? What are the questions we must have answers to understand how deeply exploited our system has been by the Chinese, especially through the Biden family?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Comer's committee has made progress in terms of gathering more evidence that confirms the facts that we know. And I think that the House should proceed with an impeachment vote. And I think they should, recognizing that the Senate, which is controlled by the Democrats, is not going to impeach, but we ought to at least force the trial so there can actually be, in front of the American people, more evidence that's accumulated. One thing that's been very encouraging in this, Seb, is if you look at the polling on this, this is the Harvard-Harris poll, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. So these are not, conservative pollsters. In every one of those cases in the last couple of months, when they have asked, did President Joe Biden engage in either highly unethical or illegal behavior to help his family's business? In every one of those polls, at least 65% of the American people say yes. So I believe the American public is actually further along in realizing what's going on here than the establishment in Washington. Now it's a question, I think, of bringing it to the full fore. One piece of evidence that I think we're going to have that's very interesting that's coming forth. The committee, I think, delayed in subpoenaing these records, which I think was a big mistake, but they now have. And that is the records for a phone that Rosemont Seneca Partners purchased and paid for. We know the phone number. We also know, based on the Hunter Biden laptop, that this was actually a phone that Vice President of the United States Joe Biden carried around with him and used. So think about this for a second. This is not a secure government phone. This is not a you know, secure personal phone. This is actually a phone that your son's business is paying for. It's going to be very interesting to see who he was talking to on that phone. And I think it will further bring him in to the loop of the conversations, et cetera. So I think we need to go full speed ahead. The American people see what this is, and we need to make it the issue that it deserves to be. Because, look, here's the thing, Seb. I mean, I know you're a student of history, but if you look at American politics and American political history, when you allow this type of corruption to go and move forward and there's no consequence, it gets imitated.
Yeah.
So what we're looking at is a future. Imagine, Seb, we're looking at the future, a future president, a future vice president, a future secretary of defense, a future secretary of state. Apparently, according to the Biden rule, their adult children can receive millions of dollars from the Chinese for no commercial viable purpose at all. And it's okay because it was okay for the Bidens. I mean, this will be imitated. So it's not just an issue about Joe Biden. It's about the future course of our country and whether our leaders are going to become an even more corrupt class.
Right. This is such an important point that it's not just do they get away with it. If they get away with it, then China says, OK, well, we can do it with the next president and the next president's son. If they're a Democrat and they like us or they're not prepared to actually stand up to us like President Trump did, they'll do it again and again and again. I want to hammer down, drill down on this issue that we discussed on my Newsmax show and we mentioned earlier on. Can you be just very explicit about the fentanyl trade? So I did the math. In 1 year, more people died in America from fentanyl and other illicitly trafficked drugs than in 70 years of killed in action operations. So from 45, so you have Korea, you have Afghanistan, Vietnam, Iraq. If you add all of those combat fatalities together, it's 103,000 in 70 years. Under Biden's open border policies, we have 110,000 killed in 12 months. The figures are there on the CDC website. You have to dig for them, but they're there. This trade of fentanyl, which is deadly, I mean, one pill can kill you, that is actually being facilitated by chemicals being shipped from China. Have I just exaggerated anything, Peter?
No. In fact, I would argue perhaps you've understated it in this way. You're absolutely right on all the numbers. China controls every link in the chain of the precursors to the poison that is distributed in the United States. The precursors come from China. 90% of them, we know, go to a port in Mexico called Manzanillo. Manzanillo's international terminal is actually run by a Chinese company. So people wonder, why can't we just stop it at the precursor level at the port in Mexico? It's because the Chinese control the port. Those precursors are then sent to a town in northern Mexico where we now know that 2,000 Chinese nationals happen to just be essentially serving as chemists to take these precursors and turn them into actual fentanyl. Once you have the actual fentanyl, you have to put it in a delivery vehicle. The vast majority of people dying of fentanyl poisoning don't even know they're taking fentanyl. It's been put into fake pills that are meant to look like Adderall or Vicodin. So you need pill presses and you need very precise molds, pill molds that make it look like an actual drug, even though it's a counterfeit. Where do they get those molds and pill presses? They buy them and get them from the Chinese. And according to our Department of Homeland Security, Seb, the Chinese sell them to the drug cartels at cost. In other words, they're not price gouging them. Now they produce these pills. Any drug cartel operating in the United States needs secure communications. You don't want federal law enforcement to track what you're doing. So what do? You use Chinese apps and Chinese communication devices encrypted in China because they know the Chinese will not share that with U.S. law enforcement. And then the final coup de grace is a drug cartel needs to launder money. In the days of cocaine, they used to launder that money in Latin American banks. They now do it in Chinese state-owned banks, and they often use Chinese students in the United States on education visas to do it. So the drug cartels are the junior partners. This is a Chinese operation through and through.
The book is Blood Money. Get it right now. Why the powerful turn a blind eye while China kills Americans. This is America First One-on-One coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor works. It's liberating more than a million Americans as we speak. I happen to be one of them. Yes, I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years. I took Relief Factor. That's almost a decade, right? 9 years. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. And as of January, I've been pain-free for 5 years. That should be your story. Find out today. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me and over a million of your fellow Americans. Ask yourself one question. What do you have to lose? If the only answer to that question is the pain, then write this number down. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. We don't rehearse any of our interviews here. We don't, you know, send out talking points or vet questions with our guests. So I'm going to ask you a question you might not be prepared for, or you might, given your professionalism at the Government Accountability Institute. Peter, you've done this. Whether it's Clinton cash, whether it's blood money, the numerous other books that you've written, we've got what? We've got the Secret Empires, Profiles in Corruption. In many cases, you're actually charting the corruption on both sides of the aisle, whether it's Mitch McConnell, his wife's connections to China, Republicans, rhinos, what have you, and the Democrats. Given that you've been doing this for decades, and you can read his analysis over those years at Breitbart, what level of corruption are we at, Peter? If you put it into the context of how long you've been researching this, is this just corruption as usual, a little bit here, a little bit there, bit of grift, bit of, you know, gold bars under the table if you're a certain Senator Menendez? Or are we at some kind of apocalyptic level of corruption in the swamp?
Question. What I would say, Seb, is we're at a critical juncture in our history. You know, I started doing this when I investigated insider trading on the stock market by members of Congress. You know, they're voting for a bill and they trade stock based on the vote and they gain an advantage from that. You know, and that's bad. But that's honestly kind of rank and file corruption. Not that we should tolerate it, but we kind of expect it and we're used to it. What we're talking about now in America is global corruption. We're not talking about some, you know, building contractor back in a congressional district giving a shoebox of cash to a congressman because they want a federal contract. We're actually talking about foreign adversaries, foreign oligarchs, corrupt foreign nationals who do not have our best interests at heart. That building contractor just wants the contract. And of course, we should, you know, deal with that criminally, however we deal with it. What these people that are now funding this corruption in America want is the destruction of America, the elimination of America, the domination of America. So in that point, I think it is very, very different in magnitude and scale than what we're used to. The source of it is now, you know, increasingly Beijing, Moscow, or Kiev, you know, or at least the Russian elements of Kiev, because that's who Hunter Biden was dealing with. And that's very different than what we've known before. So I am, you know, increasingly concerned, because this is corruption that, as I highlight in Blood Money, is not just about politicians getting rich in Washington. It actually has serious consequences. It's people are dying as a result of policies and decisions that are being made by our leaders that are being paid off.
More people are dying in just 1 year than died in 70 years of war wearing the uniform of the Republic. That's how serious it is. We've been talking to Peter Schweizer. Follow him at Peter Schweizer on Twitter, peterschweizer.com. The new book is Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. Read it, educate yourself, just as I learned when I was in the White House, that this is the threat to the United States that is the most serious of all. Now, get in touch with that Brett Smith champion. Let's have a graphic novel out of this book as well. God bless you, Peter Schweizer, for everything you've done to uncover the dirty, dark side of this cesspit that is Washington, D.C. You've been listening to America First, one-on-one. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Just telling you that President Biden is not on his A game. Can I say it that way? I mean, he's in person. He's rather slow. And obviously his staff handles him very carefully. For more than 6 weeks, I requested a meeting with the president one on one. The Speaker of the House and the President of the United States should be able to have a meeting. I needed to talk to him about very serious classified matters regarding national security and, of course, the border as well. They couldn't arrange that meeting. They wouldn't arrange that meeting. When he finally relented, he invited five others to join us. You know, there was the vice president was there, and Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell and Hakeem Jeffries. I think that these two offices, the persons who hold these two offices, need to be able to communicate more regularly. And that's been difficult with this president. And frankly, I think it's because they don't want to put me in a room with him alone. They're maybe afraid of what he might say if he goes off script.
That's the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. I'm so very surprised that haven't we been told from luminaries like Joe Scarborough that the Biden of today is the best Biden we've ever seen, and behind scenes he's just whippet smart, as opposed to ranting in public one day on the State of the Union, and then 2 days later it's as if the batteries have run down and he can't even read a simple text on a teleprompter. I'm so confused. God bless Mike Johnson for telling the truth about Joe Biden. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We have an amazing guest for you in the third hour today who's going to divulge just how in bed with communist China the Biden family is. You don't want to miss Peter Schweizer one-on-one on his new book, The Book That Reveals All. And Peter always does bring the receipts. Make sure you are subscribed to our podcast so you never miss the deep dive with the real experts, the true newsmakers. Whichever podcast platform you prefer matters not to me. Just make sure you're subscribed. It's absolutely free. Leave us a five-star review and do share the links with your friends. We had the hearing just yesterday we had that hearing with special counsel Her, or was it days ago? It seems like we're in the age of moving at the speed of Trump.
It was yesterday morning.
What? Really?
Yeah, Biden doesn't remember, but...
And what's the problem with Steve Cohen? Isn't he the chicken guy who ate, you know, KFC on the floor of Congress?
Yeah, which he's a little bit older, too, and he seemed to have really get upset about the senile comment.
He actually said that you're not allowed to tell the truth about Biden?
Well, it's a new term. He's not senile.
He's not senile?
No.
Okay, well, let's listen to what KFC Congressman Steve Cohen has to say. Cut eight.
To be president, you need to have values. You need to have an understanding of what values America has and needs to maintain to keep the world safe and peaceful. That's dealing with Ukraine. That's dealing with difficult people like Netanyahu in Israel to try to get something done that's correct. That's what Joe Biden does. And understanding Social Security and Medicaid are important institutions that help seniors, not senile people. I mean, I really object to that comment. People see, he's not, nobody suggests he's senile, and that's disrespectful of senior people with any kind of memory disability. Lots of seniors have memory disability, but they're not senile, and to do such was shameful.
Hang on. Jeff, did he just say that the president has a memory disability?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is now. It's like a stutter. It's just a disability.
So he's not senile, but his brain doesn't work.
No, it's just a memory disability that a lot of seniors have.
Will you tell our buddy, will you tell John to post that on Twitter? Because that is golden. And by the way, Jeff, what did he say? He said Prime Minister Netanyahu?
I think that was his memory disability was kicking in there, yeah.
Netanyahu?
And he called him a difficult person that he has to deal with.
October the 7th is the greatest loss of Jewish life since the Holocaust, since the Shoah. Benjamin Netanyahu has been in the news every day for the last 5 months. And a member of Congress can't pronounce his name, Netanyahu. I'm sorry, Eric. Let's stick to the facts. Can you just play that again, please?
To be president, you need to have values. You need to have an understanding of what values America has and needs to maintain to keep the world safe and peaceful. That's dealing with Ukraine. That's dealing with difficult people like Netanyahu in Israel to try to get something done that's correct. That's what Joe Biden does. And understanding Social Security and Medicaid are important institutions that help seniors, not senile people. I mean, I really object to that comment. People see he's not. Nobody suggests he's senile, and that's disrespectful of senior people with any kind of memory disability. Lots of seniors have memory disability, but they're not senile, and to do such was shameful.
So, I just love this. Words matter. What did Fried Chicken Man just say? Who's allegedly a member of Congress. Eric, who does he represent? Who's Cohen represent?
I don't remember the district. I think it's Tennessee.
Okay. All right. So Tennessee Chicken Man says he's not senile. He's mentally disabled. And then he says the logic of that, if you diagram that word salad out, Cohen is saying you don't need to have a functioning mind. You need to have values. Call me old-fashioned, but I think you have to have a functioning mind. But it gets worse during the Her hearing, special counsel as was. I don't know. It was so weird. It said on his nameplate yesterday, special counsel Robert Her. He's left the DOJ. He's resigned. He's not a special counsel. So can you at least get the nameplate right? Jamie Raskin, who's right up there with pencil neck Adam Schiff in Russia hoaxing, he says, well, the Her report isn't about Biden at all. You won't believe what it is about. Well, maybe you can guess. Cut nine.
Do we remember fascism? Do we remember Nazism? Do we remember communism and totalitarianism? Have we completely forgotten the sacrifices of our parents and grandparents in prior generations? While we play pin the tail on the donkey in this wild goose chase, all of these silly games, Donald Trump entertains authoritarian hustler Viktor Orban at Mar-a-Lago for the weekend, and Orban comes out to declare that if we indeed sleepwalk into another Trump presidency, Trump will, quote, not give a single penny to Ukraine. That's what all of this is about. It's about trying to pull the wool over the eyes of America.
Oh, how foolish of me. How did I not realize that the 388 pages documenting every felony with classified information that Joe Biden committed is actually about Orban in Hungary and fascism? I wonder if the January 6th defendants who were kept in prison for 2 years without even bail hearing, I wonder if they need to remember fascism or actually are victims of it. Jamie Raskin. And again, so telling, the choice of language. America is sleepwalking into a second Trump presidency. Hey, Eric, how do we choose presidents in America? Is it somnambulant citizens sleepwalking into a presidency?
I believe we do this little thing called voting.
Voting? What, like in November?
Yeah, the primaries all throughout this year, and then, yeah, November, the final vote on between the Democrat and the Republican candidate.
Thank you. I'm just a poor immigrant. Thank you for explaining that civics lecture to me. So choosing your president for Jamie Raskin is sleepwalking into authoritarianism. They don't want you to choose him, do they? They're so afraid of President Trump because they know how corrupt they all are. And they're afraid that he's going to get rid of their corruption. Wow. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you support President Trump, if you want him back in the White House, fly the flag that says so. I stand with 45. Also, our latest item, inspired by the tragic events of the last 3 weeks. It's a photograph of Laken Riley on a t-shirt, and all it says, say her name, Laken Riley. Get all your America First equipment, all your America First gear at sebgorkastore.com. That's sebgorkastore.com. We need him back more than ever. And please support him at donaldjtrump.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.